Ifugao culture, and pretty much everything that you see here, from arts to the games and livelihood, pretty much revolved around the cultivation of rice. And it's not just any ordinary rice, we call it heirloom rice now. Indigenously we call it tinawon. And each cycle in the cultivation of the tinawon has its own distinct practice, rites, significant events. In connection with the cycle are born the artifacts, which started as very utilitarian. I mean, these were used as utensils or in connection with what they needed to perform the rites and in their daily living.
There is no plate before, so they have to put the rice here. Then the family members gather around, then with their spoon from the hukup or this basket, they eat. But this kind of basket also is used during rituals. Yeah, before the performance of a ritual, this has to be placed at the middle, wherein the items needed are placed here. Like for example, we have the rice, a piece of meat, and then on top here, we put the clothing of the dead members of the family. Then money, if there are, because the money before were coins. Yeah, coins. Then betel nut for them to come and share. And then the piece of meat where, and there are other attached parts of the chicken, yeah, on top here before they would perform the ritual. Then another function of this, engagement. Yeah, the engagement ceremony, if we say it. Yeah, there is the hukup that they would bring to the house of the woman, the girl, from the man. This square basket is Ifugao winnower, this one. Now it is used to clean the pounded rice. Now that is the basic use. Now the other one is to let cool the glutinous rice. After it's cooked, cool it there before you try to put the yeast or binokbok, and then put it here for fermentation. But we have here the leaves of the bananas before you put the glutinous cooled rice. Now this is for catching fish in the rice pan.
There are fish sometimes in the rice pan.
Yeah, the first fish that we had in Ifugao is the mudfish or the dolog. Now these are fish trap for the yuyu. The basic use of this is fish trap for the yuyu. Now this is the alawin or the shell baskets. So when you go to the rice field, you clean, there are some shells that you could gather. Originally we not have kuhul, we have the batikul, a very delicious indigenous shell. Yes, ma'am.
What's the
like shape? The kuhul, but
different
in so the women hang this one, so as they try to clean in the rice pan, put it there. And included also during harvest, when there are eggs of the birds that hide among the rice, the rice stalks, you put it there. So all things that you gather which are edible, you put it there.
Are these all the same?
Yes, all the same. And this one is
for the
fish in the river or in the stream. There is a kind of fish, the short ones, that is found in the river. So we use this kind of fish trap. Ah, there's another basket, ma'am.
Ah, yes, the
basket. Ah, this one.
Okay.
The spoon basket. We hung it there at the side of the native house where after eating in that rice basket, with they wipe the spoon and then put it here. That is originally what had been done.
There were no potteries in the place, but instead of clay, they used wood as medium for vessels. So you have wooden plates, wooden ladles, and that sort.
Yes, these are the indigenous spoons. These spoons are made from the coconut shell. They try to shape it like a spoon and use it. Now we call this kinatagang. Kinatagang. Now this is the wooden spoon. Now before it was just simple like this. But later, because of art, they try to put some images or like that. They try to make it artistic, like this one. Now, these are the different bowls, wooden bowls, wherein, of course, the shape, we have the scallop shape. Then we have the plain rim, different shapes, ma'am. Now we have only this one. We have our native term for this, batang. It is a twin plate, they say it in what I have read. Twin plate, but we call it in Ifugao, batang. We're in twin.
Twin.
Yeah, this is
for
souls, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
These are the ritual materials. Yeah.
When you say ritual materials, is that for ashes?
When they try to perform rituals, there are rituals that needed this one. Like, for example, harvest. They needed this one, including the bulul. Yeah, including the bulul. So they would put there many things, many. That's why sometimes the other things are black, because previous yes, they put there the tail of the butchered pig, or the rono that they use to kill the pig. They put it there, but this one.
Yes.
It is a ritual box for a murdered person.
A murdered person?
Yeah, when they try to perform ritual, when there is a murdered man or person, they try to use that. There are many things that are placed there, very sacred.
That is owned by the person?
Owned by the member of the family, the person belong. Pungamngan. This is the pamaahan. Where you pour the rice wine, so everybody could just get from there and drink.
Same
with there. Now this one, ma'am, is the punggoltan. Yeah,
this
oblong bowl.
Okay.
When they try to butcher the chicken, the blood is. Yeah, it would flow there. And from there, they would try to read the bubbles of the blood.
The blood.
Yes.
If it's good.
If good or there is something wrong. Yes, ma'am.
And also they have carved images of their gods, like the Bulul, which is pretty much the most significant god, replicated in wood statues called the Bulul. And this is supposed to, this god is supposed to protect the rice and the rice field.
Sa Bulul na sinasabi namin, it may be very ugly, but yung mga forefathers na ano doon, very valuable ang mga yan. Kasi they strongly believe that this Bulul na sinasabi namin, yung maliit lang na taong nakaupo, can help them, lalong-lalo na sa ano, yung sa mga harvest. Yung pagkaalam nila, malaki ang naitutulong ng Bulul na ito sa mga harvest nila at saka yung success ng buhay nila.
Ngan Bulul pa ide andi first nga pa tinotanda ng Bulul. Ngayon medyo bumaybayag mo, mamalibayas mo dan mapaotan, medyo pumpumintas mo nan maala na mo ng polman di tago. Handi ni ani adi mapolman ni andi tago and medyo kasala abstract. O medyo nan nambulo handi ya. Siyempre, nan baba nang handi po ang kalang takong kakadang ayan. Dadi yan na usaron na nan eda bumayahan. Ya, nan urum ya, nan abstract may alang an urum ang bakong bulo ya. Ni igatang na may alang buang kasala ayayam bitago.
So this is the Bulul, ma'am. But then we were not able to get or to have with us the Bulul where it is really by pair.
Hey, what it. About this one? What is this?
Ay, oh. Why?
Parang ano, no?
Parang
double ang ano niya. Parang woman and man.
And man, yes. Because it has...
news. yeah, na very strange, huh?
Yes, oh. But what I know of the Bulul is it is made by pair.
Oh, okay. Is it there is man or woman?
There
or
is the man
men?
And there is one pair, man and a woman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Bulul is part and partial of the Ifugao life, especially during the production of the rice and the harvest of the rice. Now, before the harvest of the rice, the rituals has to be performed by the tumonak or the rich, identified the holder of the rice culture within the community. So, the Bulul, which had been there in their granary, has to be brought out. And a whole night affair has to be performed before the start of the harvest by the wealthy family. Then succeeding families could already follow the harvesting the rice. Now, actually the story of the production of the Bulul was that it caused sickness. Because the family did not give or did not perform the usual ceremony before the start of the production of the rice. So when it caused sickness, now they have to really come up with the Bulul according to the myth. It is a mythical story that they said you have to perform the ritual of the production of the Bulul before the sickness will be cured. So that is how they were able to start the production of the Bulul. And from that on, the Bulul has to be used during the harvest period. This is a stool, dalapong.
Dalapong. This is dalapong?
Stool. Yeah, when you
sit. Is that an old form? Ever since?
I think so, because...
Like
for maybe... No. It's sitting.
Oh, for sitting?
Yeah, stool.
Stool. But do they do something when they sit on the stool or no? You can just sit.
You sit down.
Is that put inside the house?
Inside the
house.
The indigenous
house. Okay.
Because they have no chairs before. So that is for children or for a pregnant woman. Because she could not sit like that, squatting. So she has to sit on top of that stool.
Ma'am, this one...
just an art.
some pigs in like that one. The design is pig.
I forgot to include in the hagabi. That is the sample of the hagabi. That is the hagabi. That is the rich man bench. And that is also acquired when the rich man has to perform the imbaya. That is the prestigious occasion of the rich man, rich family. Now, it is not, the same throughout the different ethnic group in Ifugao. Yes, ma'am, because in other ethnic groups in Ifugao, for example, the Tuwali, they perform this prestigious occasion called the imbaya 3 times, and they could come up to come up with that hagabi. But others has to perform the imbaya 11 times before they could acquire the hagabi. The imbaya is performed by the wealthy family, wherein in some, because there are 2 types of this. We have that 9 days occasion, but the term is different, but the process is the same. And the imbaya actually is 30 days. So the normal imbaya, that is intentional, because they are wealthy, they have to perform 30 days, 30 nights, performing dancing in their house. Yes, they would be having this naba or dancing every night in their house. And at the end, there is the culminating activity wherein they would give the feast, wherein there is butchering, drinking, dancing, and eating. People are gathered already during the end of the imbaya.
Hagabi is supposed to be for the rich folks, no?
Yes, of course, because you cannot own a hagabi without undergoing all the preliminary rituals, especially the imbaya, the bayan. You have to bumaya.
Bumaya is just the drinking, the festival.
Yeah, that's the festival that we usually call. A couple should do the ritual maybe once, 2 times, 3 times. But before the bayan, they also have to do more rituals before that. And then once they are bimaya, then they have another ritual, then they can own something like this. So it's really very expensive to be because like for example nowadays, to make just one ritual using 6 pigs and caramels would entail a lot of money.
And then you're supposed to repeat rituals.
And to have this one, you have to also spend, because you have to look for somebody who knows how to make this. You pay him. You have to send him to the forest to look for a wood because you cannot make it from
this is one piece, right?
It should be one piece. Then there are also rituals being done in the forest. If the bile is not good, you have to look for another tree. If the bile is good, then you start making one. And you have to feed the person and the company will carve this in the forest. Then after the when it is done, then you have to get many people to pick it up. Then you have again to perform the ritual. And when these bands come home, you have to let it sleep on spread rice. Then you have to butcher several animals again.
Yes,
and these are very precious.
Backpacks.
And
shoulder bags.
So women would have this on their back.
I know this one is for men.
Ah, that's for men.
Yeah. Okay. The women can have this one shoulder bag. And this kind of baskets is for parang lunch box. Yes. But this is for betel nut again. Including that one there now.
In terms of habitat, in terms of where Ifugaos live, each tribe has evolved its own architecture. Let me talk about the Tuali, one of the major tribes in Ifugao. The architecture is actually amazing. There are four posts. Normally, it's a small building. It's 5x8 or 5x10 feet, enough to contain a family of five, all living in one room affair, where you have the kitchen, the bedroom, everything in there. But the design of the native house, it is rat-proof because the posts have rings to it. So the rats couldn't climb up. And the houses are built away from trees. So the rats won't jump from trees into the houses. The four-posted house, not one of the posts, is actually dug into the ground. It just sits on the ground because it's made of like a trunk with still the root, but prepared in such a way that it can sit on the ground. But we've never ever had any native house blown away by the wind, in spite of the fact that it's just sitting on the ground. It's not dug into the ground. And the reason for this is the aerodynamic design of the roof. It is like a pyramid. It's four sides. And the effect is for the wind to bear down on the structure instead of lifting it up. It's aerodynamic design. But the Ifugao house, since it's all everything in one room, the kitchen, so therefore you can imagine it's suited. There's soup inside the house. But one thing about our native houses, we don't have lux in the olden times. If one has to leave his house, he will just remove the ladder and put it and hang it on the beam. And that's a signal already to passersby that nobody's in there and you're not welcome to climb up the house.
Yeah, the Ifugao native house has no nails. It's all really carved. Yes, it is made without nails. And the making of the house has to be followed by abstinence, especially those who are going to be to build the house. And it is from selected wood. That's why there are native houses wherein even three generations, four generations could really be using. So there are rituals performed in the procurement and the building of the Ifugao native house.
You have to do some rituals, like for example, yung old age na, no, yung parang could be pang yung blessing to all mga up to your ano to all kids, no? So that's one. Or also when you are yung sickly, yung sickly din yung isa, for example, parent or something. So what you do also is after the offerings kasi, then there's also another ritual where you the washing of the bones para pwede nang ganito yung iwan mo. So in fact, when there are offerings like well, para to post, say we have to share with my sister thing. But then when it was open up, it was not good. Kumbaga yung bar. So another. We had to get
because somebody will declare whether it's good or not.
Yes. Oh, so we had to get another.
And then it's not just a kind of pig. Usually, it's the native pig.
It's the native pig. You don't just get the white one. No, it must be the black native pig. And sometimes, like my mother would say, how do you call your mother's in soul?
Nan-pikat.
Yes, yeah. Oh my God, she demanded from my sister so that to be from qualified.
With regards to wood carvings, to basketry, to loom weaving, of course, it has been commercialized already. And the art forms that went into it were based on, or the products that we are seeing now, are somehow also based on the ethnic ethnic designs, ethnic forms of all of those what we call handicraft products today. In general, when we talk of all of those loom weaving, of basketry, of wood carvings, we simply just call it, in a common term, just handicrafts. But of course, it being a commercial product, now you cannot help it, but buyers and the market's preference would somehow influence also how designs will go. So that as of today, while we still see traces, or it still is ethnically inspired, shall we say, the designs of all of those products, but there are also, of course, already certain changes just to suit the market and to suit designs sometimes requested or sometimes asked for by the market itself. Majority of most of the products that you're already making are market dictated. The designs are market dictated already.
When I'm 15 years old, nagsimula po ako na mag-ukit na tinuturuan po ako ng aking tatay. Kaya doon po ako natuto na magsisimula na i-improve po yung mga ginagawa ko tulad po ng mga small items na pinagsimulan ko tulad ng mga telltale, mga hayop na mga maliliit pong items, saka yung mga tulad ng kamay, mga paa na cellphone holder, candle holder, mga ganun po. Saka mga upuan na mga kutsara, mga utensils po.
Oh, tumat handi na pimiksa handi Indian. Na pimiksa Indian ya within 1 week on what I dependinan na bayar. adi halos amin de medyo wala na sa mangyak po matnen da nagnot na himan na wo ang ganit po nun da na continue
kaya mabal nga mabal nga buwa day order da for it
o muli man may di po melang teh kasala eh pun eh umangatan teon mandita kumpul na laborer ta nida ustuhi pung personal ng kayo on da kalibolo on nan labor mo lang din lock down niya muna di on simple umbibiyaga
depende alam mo sa parigan waday extra nga time on trinabaho mamusaligan din waday order ya hindi pang i-concentrate at nang order nung with the order may mga bakpiyak ng kumpul na din design. Hindi eh, nung iyan mamin ka eh, nung mapaktan, kusyuan mi. Masala hindi bagi mi. Ito yung masuli kami, hindi na idatda ng item na iyan ma.
Nagsimula ako sa maliliit, eh, napapansin ko naman na at least yung isip ko na yung creativity of my mind at sa mga nakikita ko sa mga magagaling na carvers at doon nakikreate at nakakaroon ng lakas ng loob yung sarili ko na kaya kong gawin yun. At saka nakikita ng ibang mga boss na kaya ko kaya tinatawag nila ako na sumama na gagawa sa kanilang orders. So doon ako natuto na gumawa ng malalaking tao kaya lang sa 6 feet po hanggang pababa. Maliliit na tao.
Mabali po ang kanan. Mabali ang kaya. Kaya wala na adyan namin di matrabaho on kaya. Ang naigligat aduan ito, no, may di permit mo nga umalak tayo, may adita makanguno, masigpitan namin. Oh. Masapo nga permita mi nang kayo gatang mi permita mi santo hemi
pautan
hemi pautan
tapos na i-deliver pa
oh i-deliver mo wala transport to ay permit to transport
at saka yung madalas kong ginagamit yung at least na special wood kasi parang maprotektahan naman yung parang kagandahan po ng item para hindi po nakakasira sa mga customer at buyer po natin.
Simple way o hapon dito ko met po to ni po kat ni way o hamet on way po ni bayang ununa. Simple dito mo ya dito pa po umapal no ayan nakaada kaya agya kaya simple adiak mo umapal tigin agyak mo po agyak mo po inabot nan inabot mo.
Oh, ngayon.
Hindi, so nga. O, simple, wala ka lang dahil. Hindi lang ano ang tago ya medyo nalaala yung among paot. Kaya wada nang tago po nga kalende. Nakapsut ti din sa bali pun po mana nga adi na nga maala gusto. O simple at hindi po kalende. May ten di pangat di eh.
There are certain challenges that pose threat to certain parts of our culture, right? The handicraft, the wood carving art. National laws like PB 705 and recently EO 23, which mandates a total lagban, of course, marginalizes our people because our carvers, the material is wood. And for the national government to impose a total lagban is practically writing a death certificate to that part of our culture.